Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. One piece of state legislation passed in this spring session of the General Assembly was Senate Bill 55, which codifies or puts the state seal of approval on a very charitable practice.
Hunters donating game meat, primarily venison at this time, to nonprofits and homeless shelters and food banks for fresh protein component. And it also is consistent with the North American Wildlife Management Model and good sportsman practices.
State Senator Robin Webb of Grayson says she was glad to shepherd the bill and the good that it will do for groups bringing together hunters to support feeding programs.
Hunters for the Hungry is a Kentucky nonprofit association that has been doing this and who has grown. They've grown from 20,000 pounds of venison, 160,000 meals when they were started probably back in 2000, to 60 to 70,000 pounds of meat, and it's up to 560,000 meals per year that's donated now.
Essentially, the bill approves the donation of properly handled game meat to help feed the hungry.
And this is donated through licensed hunters, sportsmen and women that go through meat processors who are USDA certified.
She says many local processors deserve recognition as well, as some donate their time or provide a discount rate for processing venison to be donated to help the less fortunate. We'll be right back.
This is NASCAR driver Austin Dillon with the Richard Childress Racing Team. I count on the power and performance of Sunoco Green E15 made with American ethanol. And we can all count on ethanol to power our economy and perform in our engines. We need to downshift America's dangerous and expensive dependence on imported oil. When we choose high-performance ethanol blends at the pump, we help put America in the driver's seat.
This message provided by the Kentucky Corn Growers Association. We're back with District 18 State Senator Robin Webb, who I met a few years back but don't really know. She's big on sportsmen's issues and actually serves as president of the National Assembly of Sportsmen's Caucuses.
We are in 47 states at this time, and we work with the Congressional Sportsmen's Caucus to promote cultural heritage issues, hunting, fishing, trapping, and Second Amendment rights. And I've grown up hunting and fishing and being actively involved in these programs.
She says she's glad that Senate Bill 55 will officially approve keeping open the pathway for donated game meat to feeding programs.
And I think it's a credit to the Kentucky sportsmen and women who donate their take and who have really a servant's heart in this, and I think they should be commended.
State Senator Robin Webb. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.